From NPR and the Futuro Media Group, it's Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. It's a lazy summer week, so turn up the AC and crank up the tunes. First, Sergio Diaz from the band Os Mutantes talks Tropicalia right here in the USA. Diaz left Rio for the Las Vegas music scene.
I don't think there's any place more tropicalist than Las Vegas, you know? You just walk around in the strip, and that's the most nonsense thing in the world.
And Sergeant Garcia blends cumbia, reggae, and so much more.
There is something special in Caribbean music that I can manage to make my own cocina, my own cooking.
And then?
One of my friends, he's like, I'm so glad you finally learned how to play the banjo. I'm like, actually, I haven't learned the banjo.
So what has Patrick Kutcher been playing? Stay tuned to Latino USA and find out. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Quédense con nosotros. Stay with us. It's Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. And after my weeks of travel, it's great to be back here at the Latino USA anchor desk right here in Harlem, New York City. And while I've been back, I've been listening to some of my favorite music, including the band Os Mutantes. Few groups have had as much impact on the evolution of funk, rock, and pop music as they have. Founded in the 1960s, they've gone through some changes in their lineup, but they remain determined to push musical boundaries. Their latest album, Full Metal Jack, is out now. I spoke earlier with Os Mutantes bandleader Sergio Diaz, who joined us from the studios of KNPR in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, Maria.
Oh, Sergio.
Você fala português? Que bom.
Não, eu acho que eu falo português, mas eu não falo muito. And I've actually been listening to you guys since 19... Híjole. I am beyond thrilled to be able to interview you today.
Well, thank you, dear.
After a reunion tour of the original lineup of Os Mutantes in 2006... you decided to bring together a new version of your band 3 years later in 2009. You're the only original member in this lineup. Is what you're doing now the same musical project, or has it mutated?
The thing is, when we got back in 2006, I thought it wouldn't be any sense in doing this without making new music. Of course, the first thing was to put a record out, which we did on 2009. We were nominated twice for the Latin Grammy. That's why I came to Las Vegas, fell in love with the place and moved in. And now we're putting out a new album, which is all about America, I think. I think it's because of my staying here and seeing everything that I've been seeing, you know.
So wait, are you actually telling me that you went to the Latin Grammys in Las Vegas and after that you just said, I'm moving to Las Vegas?
In 3 days, yes, in 2007. And it blew my mind, you know, it's just like in 30 miles you're in the lake, in 30 miles you're in the snow. And I just said, I want to live here.
So what has living in Las Vegas, how has it changed and influenced your work? I mean, Las Vegas, of all places, it is one of the most surreal places in the United States.
Well,
so how's it influenced?
If you think about tropicalism, I don't think there's any place more tropicalist than Las Vegas, you know? You just walk around in the strip and that's the most nonsense thing in the world, you know? You find like Venice and then suddenly you're in Paris and you're in the middle of that total nonsense, and it's fantastic because that's basically what tropicalism is, to get all the information and just chew at it and spit it out in another form.
So your album now, Full Metal Jack, is the second for this new version of the band Os Mutantes.
Yes.
It's also almost entirely in English, but like other music by your group, it covers a lot of ground. For example, there's the song, the piece Lookout, which has blues, it has rock, and it even has some Native American singing.
Yeah, I was watching one documentary about, you know, the Shoshone tribe and all this, and I had that chant in me, you know, so I think I embodied the shaman and started like, hey, 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 hey.
So what do you gain and what do you lose by making music in a language or in languages that are not your native language?
I don't know. It's basically the same for me. I think it's important to be able to communicate what you want. And as Mutant is now a world phenomenon, we need to speak the language of the world if we want to be understood. Because, for example, the other album that we did, Raiz, was all in Portuguese. And it was, for example, kind of funny being like in the middle of Kansas, putting out a record in Portuguese and watching the kids trying to, you know, to understand what you're saying.
Your only song, actually, on this album that is in Portuguese is a cover of Eu Descobri by Gilberto Gil. Let's take a listen to that.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous tune. No mesmo dia, zero. I called him and I said that we were doing this the album, and he sent us the song, and then we decided, because it's so pretty and so it's such a, you know, he's the best lyricist, you know, so good. A mesma do chão da janela de trem
vertiginoso causa fascinação. Sergio, what does it feel like to know that Os Mutantes has influenced Devendra Barnhart, Beck? Any pressure on your shoulders?
No, not at all. Just that's something that makes you humble. You know, that, for example, I'm 62 now. I look back in my life and it's, my God, it's such a beautiful life. I don't know. I think it's the humblest thing to see your music outlast the band, outlast the people of the, or the writers, you know, is a beautiful, beautiful thing to see. It's like to see if your graduated son suddenly gets like a huge award, you know, and it's a fantastic thing.
Well, we are so thankful for all of the beautiful work that you have done throughout your career with Os Mutantes. We really appreciate you joining us on Latino USA, Sergio.
Thank you, Maria. You're great.
Obrigada. Moving on now musically to cumbia, ragamuffin reggae, and salsa. Musician Sargent Garcia keeps it moving and multicultural, mixing up all the raw ingredients of these genres. He joined us at NPR's New York Bureau to talk about it. It's so great to have you on Latino USA, Sargento Garcia, how I know you, or Sargent Garcia. It's just wonderful to have you in our studios. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
So, I started listening to you in the 1990s, mm-hmm. and the first time I heard your music, it was like one of those moments of like, oh my God, something has just changed. Just talk for a moment about those first years when you created Sargent Garcia. What was the feeling then in Europe, in France, that made you say, I'm going to do music that is incorporating everything from everyone and it's never been done before?
In the early 90s, as a musician, I was a very fan of different kind of music, and especially reggae music, also all Afro music. And I began to settle a sound system, as a Jamaican sound system, but I was Sergent Garcia singing in Spanish, making ragamuffin in Spanish. I decided to make a record, but I didn't want to make just a record of a French singer singing upon Jamaican music. I thought it could be interesting to make a bridge between Jamaican music and Cuban music. And I thought, wow, but there is something really interesting between son and reggae, between salsa and ragamuffin. I think there is something special in Caribbean music that I can manage to make my own cocina, my own cooking.
So you're not Jamaican?
No.
And you're not from Latin America?
No.
What is, in fact, your background?
My father was a Basque from Spain. My mother is French. But I grew up in a very popular neighborhood in Paris, Belleville, a neighborhood where you have a lot of different communities. My family is very hybrid family. I have African cousins from Ivory Coast, from Algeria. So I grew up in this kind of multi-ethnical family and neighborhood. And so I think when I was 17, 18 years old, I was listening to all these sounds which were coming from the outside of France. And that was my cultural background.
Not bad. So you, I want to listen to a cut. It's called Mi Son, Mi Friend. And this is with Lee Sommer. Mi música que me rompe las fronteras, mi reggaetón solo es un arma letal. Mi son, mi friend, arrasa donde quiera, no hay quien se resista, esto no tiene rival. No tiene rival. Now, there's a lot going on with this song. You've got a little bit of vallenato with the accordion, you've got a little bit of reggae, you've got a little bit of champeta, and you call this all cumbia muffin.
Yeah, cumbia muffin, salsa muffin. At the beginning, it was like the bridge between salsa and ragamuffin. But some years ago, I began to work with all those sounds of cumbia. And so now I call it also cumbia muffin. And the band I'm playing with in this US tour is called Cumbia Muffin All Stars, in which band there are three Colombian, two Cuban, one Spanish, and me. So Colombia, Manuel Gamboa, El Aguacil, Jacobo Vélez from La Mojarra Electrica, a genius of saxophone and clarinet. From Cuba, Aldo Medina and Iván da Román Montoya from Santiago de Cuba. And this is my cumbia muffin band.
The other thing that people love about your music, Sargento Garcia or Sargent Garcia, is that you do talk about peace, you do talk about justice, you do talk about liberation, but you do that when you're making us dance. Or in my case, oftentimes when I'm running. So is it about peace, justice, or is it about we're having a good time, here's an amazing rhythm?
I think it's a mix of everything. I think a real revolution must be made with alegría, with an optimism, and the real revolution is inside of everybody. So I think music is very important in that case. Music can make you cry, can make you laugh, can make you dance, can make you be happy or be angry. So I think this vibration of music is very important, and I use it. But I think the sensibility of the artist is also to speak about what is around me.
Well, thank you so much for having that sensibility and for putting the music that you put out there. And it's just so great to have you here in person. And thank you so much for all of your music. I'm just a huge fan.
Thank you. Préstame tus ojos inocentes. Quiero ver el mundo con mirada diferente. Mis ojos vieron ya tantas desgracias. Solo quieren descansar un momento en paz. Déjame que sueñe que yo soy otro. Deja que me escape de este mundo sin rostro. Déjame ver cómo la lluvia cae a chorros.
Coming up next on Latino USA, Xenia Rubinos gets physical.
But it was really interesting for me to see how much, my physical self plays into my music making, I guess, or how people perceive my music making.
That's coming up. No se vayan.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. We continue our jukebox show with a closer look at the South American bandoneon. This squeeze box has European roots, an Argentinian soul, and it's turning up in pretty unexpected places. Michelle Johnson introduces us now to the Asheville Tango Orchestra.
It's Friday night and the dance floor is full. Couples dance close, focused only on each other and the music, moving and turning with slow and sensual steps. This could be a club in the heart of Buenos Aires, but it's a dance hall in a former car dealership in the little town of Black Mountain, North Carolina, near Asheville, in the heart of the Appalachians. Sodia Bernard and her husband, Juan Luis Juret Fuentes, learned to tango a couple of years ago. They drove more than 2 hours from Knoxville, Tennessee, so they could dance to live music instead of recordings.
It actually enables you to connect with your partner in the music a lot more because you not only hear it, but you also feel it in the vibrations of your body.
The Asheville Tango Orchestra is on stage. Piano, string bass, two violins. And at the heart of the group is Patrick Kutcher, a willowy 30-year-old in battered boots and a tan fedora, playing a kind of accordion called the bandoneon. It's an unlikely instrument to find in this part of the world. When Patrick was learning to play, some people didn't quite get it.
One of my friends, he's like, I'm so glad you finally learned how to play the banjo. You've been living in North Carolina, and there's like that old-time music scene and bluegrass, and you finally learned it, and like that's great. I'm like, actually, I haven't learned the banjo.
In fact, the bandoneon isn't anything like a banjo. Created as a church instrument in Germany in the 1850s and carried to Argentina by immigrants, its rich, complex, and mournful tones created the signature sound of tango. Everything about the bandoneon is exotic and difficult, beginning with finding one. The best ones were made in Germany by the Alfred Arnold Company before World War II. If you can find one, it'll cost you several thousand dollars.
I looked for probably 2 or 3 months, like on eBay, looking at stores online, contacting people in different countries. Well, eventually I bought one from somebody in Chicago.
Bandoneons aren't just hard to find. They are also really hard to play.
The notes aren't really in order. And you also can't really see the buttons as you're playing it, so you have to memorize where each button is.
That would be okay if there were only a few buttons. There are 33 for the left hand and 38 for the right hand. What's more, the notes are different depending on whether you're pushing the bellows in or pulling them out.
You have to think of 142 different note positions.
Patrick knew how to play a piano accordion, but the first time he sat down with his bandoneon a couple of years ago, he had no idea where the notes were. He ended up taking lessons on Skype with a woman in Argentina. Back at the tango dance, Juan Luis Juret Fuentes thinks of the bandoneon as a living presence with a heart of its own.
The way it expands and contracts is kind of, you can almost time your breathing to the expansion and contraction of the bandoneon.
Creating that connection between dancers and musicians is a way of making sure tango survives, says Michael Luckton, the founder and director of the Asheville Tango Orchestra.
If you continue dancing to recorded music, you just continue repeating the same steps of the past. And in order for the dance to evolve, the music to evolve, and for our community and for people to evolve, you have to have live music.
Michael is happy that Patrick is learning to play the bandoneon. He dreams of the day when the orchestra will have not just one, but two, making it a truly authentic tango sextet. For Latino USA, I'm Michelle Johnson in Black Mountain, North Carolina.
Every once in a while, we hear an artist whose power and originality make our hair stand on end. This time it was Zenia Rubinos, a Brooklyn-based singer-songwriter. Her album, Magic Tricks, is a playful mix of rock, folk songs, English, Spanish, and everything in between. From her studio in Greenpoint, Brooklyn, this is Zenia Rubinos in her own words.
When I'm writing, I usually start with my voice.
My name is Rosa.
The lyrics are the last thing to come. So a lot of times, if there are lyrics, they don't make any sense.
For money, woo.
And then there's a point where they kind of come together and start to make some kind of sense, and there's language that's added to that. My name is Sunny Rubinos. I'm a music maker, and I've been making music my whole life. Magic Tricks came about because of circumstance. I found myself really urgently needing to make music, but alone. I bought myself a loop station, which allowed me to loop parts and to compose and try things out on my own. That keyboard sound, the kind of a primitive sound of me playing the keyboards, kind of really defined the record.
Oh, I can't believe it's been so long since I've seen...
Cherry Tree is the only song on the record that's actually a full collaboration between Marco Buccelli and I. And it was this rhythmic figure that was really tricky for me to learn. And it's funny because that was like one of the first times that he was bringing me this riff that I had to learn. It's usually the other way around, where I'm just like, oh, check this out. So I did a cover of Psycho Killer for The Onion's AV Club, but I've never done a cover before. I've just never covered a song. It caused kind of a stir, and there was a lot of comments made about my ethnicity. Oh, is that a black lady trying to rap like a white lady trying to be black or something?
You start a conversation, but you can't finish it.
But it was really interesting for me to see how much, my physical self plays into my music making, I guess, or how people perceive my music making.
Say it again.
I love Latino USA, and I'm so excited that I got to talk to you. So thanks for having me.
I like being known, 'cause it means I don't have to. Something I'm not proud of. I like being known.
And for this week, that's Latino USA, the Jukebox Edition. Join our conversation. You can friend us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter or Tumblr. Become our amigos, please. Our program is produced by Carolina Gonzalez, AC Valdez, Lita Hartman, Daisy Rosario, Diana Montaño, Brenda Salinas, Miguel Simon Jonsen, and Michael Jones. Latino USA is produced by The Futuro Media Group in Harlem. Our program was founded at the University of Texas at Austin, and I'm executive producer Maria Hinojosa. Join me again next week for another edition of NPR's Latino USA.
Latino USA is made possible in part by the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation and by the Marguerite Casey Foundation, dedicated to achieving a more just and equitable society for all, and the Ford Foundation, dedicated to working with visionaries on the front lines of social change worldwide. Squeeze Play is supported in part by the NALAC Transnational Cultural Remittances, National Association of Latino Arts and Cultures, the Ford Foundation, and Southwest Airlines. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and Lumber Liquidators, hardwood, bamboo, and cork flooring for the home handyman or building professional. More at lumberliquidators.com. And the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. And the Pew Charitable Trusts, providing states and localities with data and information to navigate their fiscal challenges at pewtrust.org. This is NPR.